Street. Paul. The high school rodeo is coming back to St. Paul, promising plenty of action and a return of the long-running annual event in a much more normal setting for 2022. Although the rodeo was able to take place in 2021 amid strict public health measures, spectators were not allowed, and only about 10 people were in the Ag Corral at one time as the competition took place. This year's event is set to go for April 8 to 10 at the St. Paul Ag Corral, according to committee chair Brian Peterson. Friday will start with the cutting and working cow horse event at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday. Rodeo events will begin at noon, and on Sunday events will start at 10 a.m. The last few years the event has featured junior and high school-aged competitors, but this year's event will only include grades 9 to 12, says Peterson. Overall, planning for the 2022 event has gone smoothly, and sponsors have stepped up once again to support the event. With public health measures eased across the province in early March, the event is set to run as close to normal as possible. Of course, if spectators want to wear a mask, they are free to do so, he adds. This year's rodeo will include a new contractor supplying stock, with Incredibull Rodeo based out of Goodfish Lake jumping on board. One challenge that may be a bit of an issue as the event date nears is the amount of snow that remains outside. While efforts have been done to clear the area around the Ag Corral, Peterson says he's hopeful conditions will dry up a bit more before the trailers pull into town. Volunteers with the St. Paul Ag Society are eager to get back to hosting events, and Peterson is looking forward to seeing trailers and campers parked all over. Although Peterson didn't have an exact number of entrants yet, it was looking like there would be a full slate of entries coming out for the high school rodeo, he said last Wednesday. Speaking about the high school rodeo specifically, Peterson says it's a great opportunity to catch some of the up-and-coming stars. Some past rodeo competitors are now world champions who started at the high school rodeo level, he explains. The Alberta High School Rodeo Circuit acts as a development place for young rodeo competitors, and there are plenty of opportunities for scholarships and awards available through competing in high school rodeo. Peterson says he's looking forward to the upcoming rodeo, and personally, he feels it's time to get back in the saddle. One added feature to this year's rodeo will be a visit from Miss Rodeo Canada Jaden Calvert. The St. Paul 4-H Multi-Club has invited Calvert to town to speak with its 4-H members, and she will be sticking around throughout the day on Saturday. Calvert is from Drayton Valley and won her title at the 2021 Canadian Finals Rodeo held in Red Deer in November. She will be speaking with 4-H members ahead of the rodeo on Saturday, and she will be in attendance during the Saturday rodeo action, confirms Andrew Yaremko. The Yaremko family has come to know Calvert through a variety of events, such as the Summer Synergy event held in Olds each year.